I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane, PA. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers the Olympic Luggage Company. In 1931, Joseph Schneib and Isidore Drosnin, owners of the Olympic Suitcase Company, that was founded in 1919, decided to move their business from New York City to Kane. It was a no-brainer. Because their largest customer was the new process company in Warren, Schneib and Drosnin figured out that they could realize big savings on shipping costs alone. They also knew that the Curtis Leather Company was operating in Ludlow and that access to skilled labor would not be a problem. When the business moved to Kane, Olympic Suitcase became Olympic Luggage. In the early days, the company was known for its fine leather goods. Briefcases, satchels, grips, club bags, suit bags, and overnight bags were expertly tailored and sewn at the factory at the corner of Poplar Street and Wetmore Avenue. Another large segment of Olympic's business was making custom product cases used by traveling salesmen to carry and display their wares. In those days, while renting space from the Socorro Mills Company, Olympic Luggage employed between 10 and 40 workers and depended wholly on the fluctuating leather supply. A news release from 1939 claimed Olympic's annual consumption of leathers was 25,000 pounds. Although mostly cowhide, sealskin, buffalo hide, and pigskin were also used. Despite the fact that very little metal was needed to make a suitcase, limited access to steel and brass threatened luggage production during the war years. In 1947, with World War II safely in the rearview mirror, the company found a way to avoid having its business disrupted by shortages of raw materials. At the same time, they added a product line to expand their formerly mostly male customer base when they began producing a full line of women's vinyl luggage. In ads for its products, the company called the new material Tolex and touted it as the highest grade of heavy-duty vinyl ever made. The material was super tough and resisted scuffs, stains, and mildew. Promised to not fade, crack, or peel, Tolex was unaffected by tropical climates or salt air. Olympic Luggage was no longer for middle-aged men who hop from car to train. Not anymore. The new ladies' line of vinyl luggage evoked the modern cosmopolitan woman in post-war America. In 1948, to enable more efficient vinyl production, the company moved into its new and expanded home on Biddle Street. In 1958, Olympic Luggage was purchased by the Niagara Therapy Manufacturing Corporation, a diversified company with more than $30 million in annual sales. The Niagara Company was formerly one of Olympic's largest customers, as their salesmen used Olympic's custom cases to transport and sell their products, which was, and remains today, electric vibrators. The company's website says it has been producing multi-directional massage motors since 1949. As often happens when a big company consumes a smaller one, somehow the smaller company's products become less local. For many years, Olympic Luggage provided strong support to Kane's community chest. The company sponsored softball and baseball teams and renovated the old Pennsylvania Railroad field. Former company leaders J.T. Jeffrey and H. Donald McEwen were actively engaged and prominent in local civic matters. Despite the suitcase business becoming overcrowded with manufacturers, under the leadership of John Lundgren, Olympic Luggage launched a national sales campaign in 1967 with modest results. Other local leaders who took a turn at carrying the torch for Olympic during challenging business times included Philip Scatella, David Blackmore, and Kent Wilson. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your story ideas and suggestions to CitizenKanePA@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.